Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew, and this is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. Andrew, this is the third time you and I are recording in one freaking week. That is a record. You are welcome. Everything changes when it is Final Four week. Andrew, how you doing?
Not only is it the third time, but it's the third time in 4 days. Like, this is becoming a full-time job, Kevin. And it's not that unusual, because being a Kansas basketball fan is kind of a full-time job in its own. There's been a lot that we've had to do this week. We got to get ourselves ready for Saturday, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, we got to familiarize ourselves with Villanova. We got to get ourselves right mentally, physically. You know, us as fans, we have it tough. We have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And I think for the most part, you and I are doing our best, our very best, to put you in the position to do that. And I want to talk about this real fast before you go too far.
Okay.
I appreciate your work on that playlist podcast that we put out yesterday. If you have not gone and listened to it, you must do so. Andrew did all the work on this. I only pitched in just a very, very, very tiny bit. So that was all Andrew, and we got some great feedback on that. A lot of people super hyped for this weekend, and I think you did a ton of work to help them get there.
Well, first of all, I'll say thank you for the praise. But second of all, I think you're trying to lay all the liability on me for any copyright claim that comes our way. So you're saying he did it all. He's
all
directly responsible for doing this. I had nothing to do with this. But the playlist was quite popular today, and I imagine it'd be quite popular the next couple of days. So it's got, you know, a lot of downloads, and probably half of those are from me, because I mean, it's almost like listening to your own band, you know, like, right. Even though it's not me, but I listen to this literally all day. And there's a couple people out there that reached out to us that did the same. So I hope everyone enjoys that, you know, get some ready, get some excited for Saturday. And, you know, sometime in July, You need your KU basketball fix, you know, pop on that podcast. It'll get you ready too. So I think this will have a longer lifespan than a normal podcast. So I hope everyone appreciates that. But we've got other work to do today, Kevin. We are going to get everybody ready for Saturday. Get everybody ready for Villanova. We will have Brian Haney, voice of the KU Jayhawks, on the line, and we're going to discuss kind of just some Final Four things and Villanova, what KU can expect from Villanova. And other than that, we're going to kind of go over, you know, what we need to do to get ready for Final Four, what you're doing, what I'm doing, what some of the folks at home are doing. And otherwise, we're going to close it out with a old school segment, or old school for folks from the beginning of the season. We're going to do a couple Hey Beals.
Hey, Beal.
At Kevin's request and a couple other folks' request. So if you're a new listener, this might be a whirlwind for you about what's going to happen here at the end. So if you like Hey, Beal, stick around till the end. If you don't, you can kind of maybe tune out after the Brian Haney interview.
I have not met anyone, Andrew, that doesn't like Hey, Beal.
Okay, that's fair. You've met me, but I'm prepared. I have my Hey Beals.
All right, there might be people out there, but they haven't been vocal about it.
They're not vocal. You're definitely right. They're not vocal about it. So we will have some Hey Beals. But first, before we get to Brian, before we get to anything else, you put out a question onto Twitter that was, what are you doing for the Final Four? Specifically, what superstitions will you be obeying this weekend for the Villanova game? And looking at your mentions here, Kevin, boy, there are some crazy people who are responding. I thought we'd get some pretty good ones. We got a lot. And I don't know if you went through, but I've got a couple favorites here that I'm gonna throw out there.
Did you see Kathy's? Kathy's is my favorite.
Well, tell me Kathy's then.
All right, before we go anywhere, Kathy Allison at Kate Alley. This is my favorite one. Of course, we asked what are your KU superstitions? I'm just gonna read it. I am in the room with the TV on, but volume completely down. I cannot look up at the TV and have to cut out a pattern for a baby outfit. I check the score only on an app and change my shirt as needed. There's jewelry involved with necessary changes as well. So she doesn't even watch the game. She watches it on an app with the score, but paying attention enough that if she needs to, she can go change. I like that. Good for her.
I did not see this one because obviously I will remember that one.
Right. Kathy is my favorite.
Kathy, so far. Like, that is great, but you should look into talking to someone. If you need to talk to somebody, we're here. We're glad to help out.
You know what? If it works, keep
doing it. a couple other ones. My volume stays at 25 because that was Danny Manning's jersey number.
I like that.
That's good. I mean, different TVs have different sound levels, so hopefully 25 is realistic for you. Another one that I like is if we're down at half, everyone in the house has to shotgun a beer. That's, pretty college.
Makes sense.
However, I like the second part. And we have a ball that we pass around that stays with the hot hand. So I'm assuming if you're not doing very well, you pass the ball. And then if you start doing well, you keep the ball because that's the hot hand.
I like that a lot, actually. Another one, this one's more of a photo, but this is from I'm Gonzi. He put a stuffed Jayhawk in the corner lamp in the living room during the 08 season, and it hasn't left since.
Oh, my God.
There's a picture associated with it. And sure enough, it's a stuffed Jayhawk inside of a lamp. So maybe if we win, the Jayhawk can be freed from the lamp.
There's a lot of folks that have the same T-shirt, have the same things they wear. Some folks have new shirts they buy. Some folks have stuff that they've never washed. It's kind of a toss up, but whatever works. A couple other ones we'll go through here. Somebody has a specific emoji routine they do. Like they use the cross the fingers emoji. That's
the
a
real
first.
Jay Becker. Yeah, that was that one. Saw that one.
Right. So we've got, classic things like sitting in certain spots, going to certain places or locations, or avoiding locations, wearing certain clothes. But emojis, that's a 2018 superstition. That's new.
Yeah, that's very new. I don't know, Andrew. Do you have any of your own specific superstitions?
I really don't. In the moment, I do. Like, I think about certain things, like what did I do? But certainly for 08, I had to watch the championship game the same spot I watched the North Carolina game. So I ended up having to figure out how to go to Quentin's early in the morning to stake out a spot for that. Otherwise, I'm gonna go get a new hat. I'm gonna try to do what I did for 08.
Ooh.
So I'm going to get a new Final Four t-shirt that looks close to the one I bought in 08. I'm going to get a new hat with a patch on the side. So I think that's pretty tame compared to some of these other people. Are you doing anything?
So my wife, we had plans to go to my parents' house, and she's watched the game in the same place every single time throughout the tournament. And she now wants to cancel so she can watch the game in her spot. Yeah. I'm not a big... a superstition guy. That's one thing I used to do. I had this Tyshawn jersey that I used to go put on whenever we were down and we would win. And it's kind of too small, but like it still sort of fits, but like that's all I can wear. So
you got to make it work.
I used to do that. I haven't done it recently. I guess I'll have it on call just in case.
That's I have it there. I mean, if it's a break glass in case of emergency thing.
Right. Right.
I will share one other one before we move on from a listener or at least a follower of your Twitter account. This really shows the sacrifice that people do. This guy says that whatever I do for the first tourney game, I keep doing it. This year, I missed the first part of the first game, so I make sure to miss the first part of every game now. It's a bummer, but it's working. So like I said, like he has to miss the game, but if it works, it works. So that's that's my thing. If it's working for you, keep doing it. And if you don't do it and we lose, it's going to be your fault.
I just retweeted with comment whatever works on that one that you just said. Kathy's is my favorite. Kathy's
by far.
Yeah.
Have to cut out a pattern for a baby outfit. Like there are going to be a lot of clothed babies.
I'm gonna ask Kathy if she'd be willing to cut one out for my kid.
Yeah, need a new onesie. She should start making KU onesies while she does this. Start a little Etsy page, a little side hustle. She'd make a couple dozens of dollars.
At least dozens of dollars. I will be replying to her and telling her that. So we will we'll see if she wants to partner with the Jayhawk Talk podcast.
Speaking,
free promotion.
Yeah, speaking of superstitions, this is along the same lines, but I'd like to share the story from the Kansas City Star. I believe this was written by Sam Mellinger. It was published in Today, Wednesday's paper. There was a guy who was watching the game. I don't know if you saw this, Kevin. Watching a guy at his mother-in-law's house, and his mother-in-law's house is down the street from his grandma's old house. He had watched the 08 Elite Eight and the 12 Elite Eight in his grandmother's basement. But his grandmother since moved out, does not own the house anymore. And so they're driving to watch the game at the mother-in-law's house. And as soon as Grayson Allen misses the shot and it goes to overtime, this guy runs over to the grandma's house to watch the game. Because earlier in the day, he had saw the guy was wearing like a KU jersey. The guy who owns the house was wearing a KU jersey and shorts and like had a headband on. If he's wearing a headband, you know he's down.
He's legit.
You know,
yeah, he's in.
You know he's legit. So he goes over there, knocks on the door, and says, he says, "Are you superstitious?" The guy says, "No." He's like, "Oh, well, let me explain." He's like, "Can I watch the game in your basement?" And the guy's like, "Yeah, let's go." So they watch overtime in the basement, and we won. So I have to think that if he wouldn't have done that, we would have lost.
That's awesome.
The story goes on. I think they said they're going to watch the Saturday game together, which, you know, this is a burgeoning friendship. This is great.
That is great. I like that a lot. man. Well, remind me, where did you watch? Oh, wait, you watched it at Quentin's?
Quentin's, yep.
I watched it at, you know, the bar, and I can never remember. It went out of business like pretty quick, but it was that bar that had bocce. Upstairs.
Joe Schmoes.
I watched it at Joe Schmoes. But yeah, it's not there anymore. Is it what's in Joe Schmoes now?
Well, it was a Mexican restaurant. I don't know what it is now. It's probably parlor that you like.
I'm gonna call Mellinger.
Watch this. Yeah.
And go bust into this place. Can I watch this game on your roof? Oh man. All right. Well, do what you have to do. I mean, that's the answer here. Do whatever you have to do within reason and within the law to make sure KU wins this game. Let's talk about the broadcasts. Go ahead.
This is exciting. Yeah, go ahead. Well, just to set you up for it, you know, normal games just have the one broadcast crew, the one channel. But when you get to the Final Four, turns into a whole nother ball game. So we're going to have three broadcasts for this game: the traditional broadcast on TBS, the KU broadcast on TNT, and the Villanova broadcast on True TV, I think. And I'm pretty stoked, and I don't know which one I'm going to watch. So do you want to explain who is
I
who?
I do. So in the regular broadcast, it's going to be Jim Nantz, Grant Hill, Bill Rafferty, and Tracy Wolfson. So the crew that we had, I believe, the last game, correct?
Right.
And then the KU broadcast on TNT, Andrew, KU faithful's favorite announcer, Mr. Dave Armstrong.
Does the Jayhawk TV games, the games that aren't on ESPN, Dave Armstrong, strong voice of the Jayhawks.
But the good part, here's the good news. Scott Pollard is the color commentator, and Rob Riggle is going to be the sideline reporter. So here's the question. Which one are you going to watch? It is unequivocally the Jim Nantz broadcast.
Okay. That's correct.
And here's why. First of all, I'm not a big Dave Armstrong fan at all. I think he's awesome.
I am. I like Dave Armstrong.
He drives me nuts. He drives me nuts. And I'm a big fan of Rob Riggle and Scott Pollard, but I'm a little afraid of like Riggle just doing jokes and stuff on the sideline. Like this is freaking serious.
Okay. You and I are on the same page.
If we're winning, then I'm all about it. Like if it's like a blowout or something, I am 100% going to the TNTs and listen to Riggle just do whatever Riggle's doing. But if it's like a nail biter, no way can I handle that. So we're on the same page?
We're on the same page because my thought is I will watch the regular broadcast and I'll DVR both. But if we win, I will go back and watch the TNT one, the KU broadcast. Because I will know we have won and I will be able to enjoy the Rob Riggle jokes. Enjoy the Scott Pollard snarkiness kind of cold humor. I mean, Scott Pollard is a color guy. He has done color for NBA games. So yeah, he's going to be good. I mean, this isn't like throwing some random guy in there. And then Rob Riggle, you know, he's funny. I don't know what he's going to do. So I think that's right. I want to watch the traditional classic broadcast and then have the other one as a backup for down the line.
Yep. I'm with you. Exactly.
Okay, this is still about us. This is not even about the Jayhawks yet. But maybe this is a geared towards the fans generally to get us ready for Saturday and hopefully ready for Monday. And this is a technique that we have done here on the podcast to get for several reasons, to get us out of funks, to get us motivated for things going forward. And so I'm going to dedicate this to the fans going forward, something you can employ to get yourself ready for Saturday. But also, I'm going to use it for Devontae Graham's swagger.
We need to get Devontae Graham's swagger returning
to this team. So this is a technique that we've employed. It's called relax, find inspiration, and get excited.
And Andrew, I want to pause real quick before you get there, which I'm very excited about this. We've had a lot of background and experience in having these conversations. The last one we did, of course, was to Doak's knee. And I think that has worked out fairly well so far. You might recall. And I think it's time that we have a similar conversation for Devontae's swagger.
Right. It's not even Devontae himself. It's just Devontae's swagger, because we're going to need him.
He needs to be great
for this.
He needs to be good Devontae.
Good Devontae swagger needs to listen, and all fans need to listen to get ready. So we call it the relax, find inspiration, get excited technique. So here's a couple things you can do to relax.
Do we need some music?
I think so.
Okay.
You got it?
The answer is yes, but you won't hear it and neither will I until post.
Got it. Okay. So here we go. The music
Imagine
is going.
The music. Imagine the music.
The music is going. A couple things. Make yourself your favorite cocktail. It's a special day on Saturday. Find something that you enjoy. Take the edge off a little bit. Maybe get a massage. Maybe do a little exercise. Or if you don't want to exercise, maybe go to Dave & Buster's and play Papa Shot. You know, something to get the blood flowing. Mm-hmm. This is very relaxing. You know, make yourself look good. You know, get your clothes ready for the game. Wash them or don't wash them. But, you know, make sure that you're looking good. You know, look good, feel good. I really do believe in that. So get yourself looking good for the game. And another thing, this is a new relaxation technique that we're going to employ on the podcast. And, Kevin, I want you to do this along with the listeners at home. This is a visualization technique, okay? I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to visualize what I'm telling you. This will be incredibly relaxing.
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Ready? Okay. Ready. I want you to imagine a beach. I want you to listen to the waves coming in and out. I want you to listen to the gulls that are squawking in the air. I want you to feel the sand in your toes, and I want you to look out, and what do you see? You see Jalen Brunson there. You see Jalen Brunson, and he's dribbling a basketball.
In the sand?
You see him. Yeah, just go with it. Just go with it. And he's dribbling, and then Svi comes up from behind him and steals the ball and takes it down the floor and lays it in. Did he travel? Did he travel? No way. No way did he travel. This is your visualization. This isn't their visualization. This is yours. Svi did not travel. Jalen Brunson got the ball stolen. Svi got it. And open your eyes. Do you feel more relaxed, Kevin?
Wow. I feel great.
I do too. Yeah. This is so. Just go back over that technique on Saturday. You'll find yourself some relaxation. The next step in that, Kevin, is to find inspiration. And what you can do, there are many ways you can do this. You can listen to the 2018 Final Four mixtape brought to you by the Jayhawk Talk podcast. You can watch YouTube videos of the Duke game or other highlights from this season. Or another thing you could do is read the 2008 chapter or maybe the 2012 chapter of Beyond the Streak just to kind of get yourself, you know, this can be done. This is this team has some similarities with this team, you know, get yourself inspired by what has happened in the past. And then lastly, Kevin, get excited. This is the Final Four. Don't get into your head about this. This is what we need to do. So. Devontae's swagger, relax, find inspiration, get excited. This is a Final Four. Fans at home, do the same thing. This is the biggest game we've had in a long time. Let's go win a national championship.
Love it. Great job, Andrew, as always. This is me turning off the music that I haven't queued up yet. We'll figure something out there. Really nice job. I have nothing to add. I think that was excellent work. I think we should talk about this game. Now that we are 22 minutes into the podcast, do you want to preview this game real fast? You want to do it ourselves and then bring Brian in, or we want to do it now?
Let's call Brian. Okay. Let's call Brian. Come back in, add some little news and notes to it, our thoughts, and then we'll close it out.
That sounds good. All right. One moment. We will pause. We will get Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks, on the podcast, and we will be back momentarily. All right, we are back. We are joined by our favorite guest, recurring guest, the watch is in the mail, Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Brian, how you doing tonight?
Doing great, Kevin. Andrew, thanks a lot for having me on. Just got into San Antonio. Had a hero's welcome for the team getting off the plane. There was a band playing. They had these little local ladies passing out these medallions. Picture like walking off a plane in Hawaii and they put the lei around your neck. Well, these medallion necklaces had these tin or metal medallions from every Final Four or regional event that San Antonio has hosted.
Oh, cool.
And they're really pretty fancy. And then you get to the end of this red carpet treatment, and what's waiting for us? The national championship trophy. And it was right there by the KU team bus. I thought about just grabbing it. This will happen in 5 days anyway. But no, just kidding. We hope that's the case. We want to make plans to take that puppy home. But it was quite a scene getting off the plane and quite a first-class treatment, a Texas-sized welcome, you might say, here in San Antonio.
Awesome.
Well, we might have to wait a couple days for that trophy. We can do that. We don't need to do it now. We'll earn it. But before we start, Brian, I just want to say congratulations to you. Not everyone gets to call a Final Four game. And so, you know, you taking over a couple of years ago, this is a big moment in your career. So I hope it all goes well on Saturday for you.
Well, thanks, Andrew. I appreciate that. You know, we're pretty spoiled to be in the hunt almost every year at Kansas and to be a one seed for the eighth time in the last 12 years. No other school can say that in the last dozen years. And so we're pretty blessed to get to cover a program that's in the mix seemingly every March. But thought it would have come last year, to be honest, with everything that KU had going for them and the paved way geographically in the bracket. But it's kind of the nature of this tournament, and it's the nature of why we love and hate this time of year so much, depending on what side of the coin of it you're on. Sometimes it's teams that you wouldn't expect to be cutting down nets doing just that, and Bill Self said it on Friday night after we beat Clemson. Of the 15 teams he's had at Kansas, not many would have predicted that this one would be in this spot, and yet here they are playing some of their best basketball of the season when it matters most. And we've seen far more talented and significantly deeper Kansas teams peak a month earlier and not have it when it mattered most. Timing's everything. And, you know, I think back to early February, Bill Self was still pushing buttons, trying to motivate Malik and LeGerald, taking them out of the starting lineup. The latest I'd seen him tinker with 40% of his starting lineup, and he said at the time he would have taken three guys out of the lineup if he could have, and yet the three guys he was talking about, Udoka included, have all really stepped it up significantly, and Silvio's grown into a comfort zone now to where he can really contribute significantly, and to see how far they've come in just 1 month. Think about Malik alone, his last game of the regular season, 7 points in Stillwater, hit 1-3. It's a completely different guy we've seen these last 3 weeks.
So I know you just have a few minutes. I'm sure you have a zillion interviews, a zillion things going on. Obviously, truly appreciate you joining us tonight in your first night in San Antonio. But before we let you go, we got to get a quick scout for Nova. What have you seen? What have you been reading? What do you feel are the keys to this big game, obviously, coming up on Saturday?
Well, I'm super impressed. And the deeper you get into them, the more impressed you become. Duke may have been the most talented team remaining in the field, but this might be the best team. And, you know, I spent 4 years in Lubbock, Texas, and so I have a lot of friends still out there at Texas Tech, and I talked to them, and a couple of them unanimously said, hey, this is the best team we've faced all year, talking about Villanova. And the Jayhawk in me wanted to kind of stick out my chest and say, yeah, but you haven't faced this version of Kansas yet, because we're a vastly different team than we were this time a month ago, as I just chronicled. But I let it sink in for a second, and I thought about what they said, and I looked closer at the tape and the box score from Sunday up in Boston, and I get it. I mean, Villanova went out and got 20 offensive rebounds. Tech's first-shot defense was pretty dang good, but they were scoring in second- and third-chance opportunities. And, you know, it's a team that doesn't have the height or quite the size that Duke had with four bigs, 6'10", 6'11", 250 or more, but they got 6'9", 240, and they can get after you. And the thing that makes them so dynamic is all five guys on the floor can hit it from deep. Their five-man shoots 45% from downtown. It's not just about Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges. I mean, Jalen's a stud, and the Brunson-Graham matchup is one that everybody will want to talk about. And all biases aside, Brunson deserves to be National Player of the Year. I think his numbers are a little more efficient. But to me, it's so much more than that. It's all the way down to their seventh or eighth man. They've got guys capable of stepping up and making big shots and capable of torching you from deep. It's why they average 87 points per game in a conference that had a lot of high-scoring teams. And we kind of wondered heading into the Seton Hall game, another team that averaged scoring in the 80s, you know, is this Big East brand of basketball a product of a lot of really good offensive teams, or is there not as much defense being played in that league? Kind of like folks say about Big 12 football, right? Well, in talking with a lot of people that cover the Big East, the answer was somewhere in the middle. And we saw Kansas barely get by Seton Hall, but that's an encouraging win for me because, well, you know, Udoka was still getting his feet back underneath him, and I thought he was huge in that one. And that's a Seton Hall team that played Villanova within a point. And so, to me, it's obviously a Herculean challenge you've got in front of you. But having just played as well as Kansas did versus Duke and what Bill Self calls his second biggest win ever, I really thought this would be a pick 'em type game. And I'm surprised to see as many picking Villanova as they are. But I kind of like that mentality, guys. I mean, Kansas has played its best games this season when we've been in situations where everybody was talking about the other team at number 6 West Virginia. Number 8 at number 6 Texas Tech with ESPN College Game Day versus Duke in a region that was Kansas's by seed, but Duke's by everybody else's opinion. Nobody was talking about Kansas as the top team in the Midwest except for those that listen to the Jayhawk Talk podcast, right? And yet they go out and win it. So to me, it's just fine that we're underdogs in this one. I don't think that there's a hair's difference between these two teams, you know, when it comes to their strengths and when you stack them up side by side. I think one decided advantage for Kansas might be Udoka Azubuike if he can stay out of foul trouble and play 25 to 30 minutes. Udoka is going to have 3 inches and 40 pounds on the biggest Villanova post, and Kansas, I think, would like to slow it down a touch. I'm not talking about taking the air out of the ball, guys. I'm talking about avoiding a track meet. versus Duke, they wanted to put the pedal to the metal. They wanted to get out and go and run. And with four guards, run past their three-guard, two-big lineup and get down the floor in transition, right? In this one, they'll still push tempo. When it's there, take it. But maybe don't go so helter-skelter that this thing gets into a track meet, because if there's one team that can keep that pace and maybe put it on you even more, it's Villanova. And so, to me, I think Kansas would like to see this game played in the 70s, which is not dialing it back that much, but it's dialing it back a little bit and getting higher percentage looks inside out. Still let Malik be Malik. Let it fly, as Bill Self said on Sunday. Hopefully Devontae Graham uses those three threes he made in Omaha on Sunday to get the lid off the hoop even more. But feed the big fella. Let the big man eat. And maybe get some higher percentage looks, even if it takes 10 seconds and a couple of extra ball reversals to get it inside, as opposed to just sprinting down and launching. So to me, I think those are some of the things we need to look at. But Brunson versus Graham is going to be a lot of fun. And obviously Bridges versus, whether it's Vic, Svi, the combination of who gets out on him is going to be fun to see. And, man, so many memories we've had already these last couple of weeks, and Sunday in particular. And yet I still have a feeling like the best is yet to come for this group. So let's hope for the best on Saturday night. And I actually got another couple of minutes. I'm waiting on David Lawrence, and we're going to have a little broadcast crew team meeting here in a second. So we can go for one or two more if you want. We've had a chance to talk to some of the guys the last couple of days. So whatever else you guys got, I'm happy to do it.
Sure. What are the guys feeling? I mean, what are they saying? Are they hyped up? Are they relaxed? You know, what's the mood?
Yeah, no, I think it's a dialed in group. I think it's a group that you look at all the different guys that have reason to be more confident than ever before. Vic, for example. I mean, this is November Vic we're seeing. Svi, he just turned in the biggest shot of his career and had a big defensive stop on the other end. You know, he's a guy that's played in Devontae's shadow, his best friend, his whole career, and now he's got a real piece of Kansas history carved out for him, and people will talk about the job he did on Bagley for years and years to come. And obviously Malik Newman's playing as well as any guard in the tournament right now, so a lot to be excited about with him. And the two bigs, you know, Silvio goes for 26 minutes. Are you kidding me? There was a stretch there in early January when you worried about 26 seconds out of him. So there's a lot of guys that I think are playing with their dauber very much up and the arrow trending upward. And Devontae, a little bit of swagger back, even though the shooting struggles were there for the first part of the postseason. So I think it's a loose group that feels like they've accomplished a lot, but they're far from feeling like they're where they were destined to be, that they still feel like this is a team that deserves to hang a sixth banner in Allen Fieldhouse as a national champion. But they're also kind of playing with house money a little bit too, because so many wouldn't have expected them to get here. So I think it's loose, it's confident, and I think they love it, love it. Capital L, capital O, capital V, capital E, that everybody seems to be thinking Villanova is the favorite in this one, because Bill Self had a different swagger about him on Sunday heading into that Duke matchup. I asked him in the network pregame, "Coach, what's the most imposing thing about Duke?" And he wasn't arguing the question. He just said, "You know, Brian, I don't think I want to use the word imposing. We're the one seed. They're the two, you know?" And so I think there's a swagger there. There's a huge respect factor for Nova. It may be the best team they faced all year, and they realize that. But there's a swagger that comes with, you know what? We're a 1-2, and we feel like we played in the best league. And we want to go out there and prove that we deserve to be the ones talking about cutting down nets. So I think it's exactly where you'd want them to be in terms of their mindset, mentality, and headspace. And can't wait to see what unfolds on Saturday night.
So what's the schedule look like for the next couple of days? I understand they have some open practices and probably some media stuff coming up, but what's the next couple of days look like for these guys?
Yeah, there's going to be actually two different days of media stuff. It's not all inclusive, all intensive for the players both days, but Thursday and Friday, you know, if there's any question that needs to be asked, they'll have ample opportunities, the media will, to get all their questions in. And then the team will have a private dinner tomorrow night. We've got a Hawk Talk on the Riverwalk on Thursday night, which will be a lot of fun.
Nice.
And we'll have the whole broadcast crew out for that. It's at Rita's on the River, so a popular Jayhawk celebration point from back in 2008. We'll be raising a margarita to salute Bob Newton's Hall of Fame career as he works his last weekend as the Jayhawk Network producer engineer, and hopefully getting Bob a couple of more wins. But most of the players from days gone by aren't coming in until Friday and Saturday, but I think we'll have a group of about 40 former players here.
Wow.
And some pretty decent names if they get to Monday. Some of that's predicated on getting to Monday. But excited about that for sure. And excited to be on with you guys. I appreciate you having me on, and appreciate all your support in my career before I got back home to Kansas. These are the moments I've always dreamed of, and two good buddies like you, it means a lot to get the call from you this week. So thanks again for having me.
Well, Brian, have a great call tomorrow, or I guess on Saturday, and hopefully on Monday. We're looking forward to it, as always. Cheer on those boys, and hopefully we can have you on after Monday talking about a championship.
Can't wait, fellas. Sounds like a plan. Have a great one.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, we are back. Thanks again to our pal Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. So cool of him to take a break out of his obviously extremely busy schedule to come on the Jayhawk Talk podcast. What a guy.
Well, it's good to hear from him, and you know, he seems excited for this team, and you know, I think that we wish the best luck to them as they call this game, and I think it'll be fun for him. I know he's done big games, but this is a different stage, and it's a real good opportunity for him, a real good showcase for a good guy, and we wish the best to him.
So we talked a little bit about Villanova in that discussion, but let's get into some nuts and bolts a little bit more. And obviously, you know, Brian mentioned Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges are the two guys that got, even on KenPom, they're 2 and 5. They got two of the top five players per KenPom's metrics on the same team. And then DiVincenzo, 6'5", white guy, a little scary. He's a white guy. You know, you're always scared to see the white guys, the Jerry McNamara's of the opposing teams. Don't want to see him get hot, but he actually at one, there was one of the games in the tournament, he made like 6 threes. Was that Alabama? I can't remember what game that was, but anyway, yeah,
there was one game. Yeah, I think it was the second round. That was Alabama, where he carried that team.
Yeah,
where
he was bonkers.
It was the DiVincenzo show.
Yeah. So anyway, and then we'll see what happens. You know, they are not a very tall team, 6'8 and 6'7 in their front court. Spellman is somewhat of a potential tough matchup for Doak, but you could also see the other way around because he's going to pull him out and try to get him out of the paint. But we're going to, you know, obviously have, as Brian mentioned, 40 pounds on him. So we'll see what happens there. I think that is going to be one of the most important parts of this game. What happens in the front court? How does Doak do? Does he stay out of foul trouble? That seems to be, you know, obviously both teams have excellent guards, excellent guard play. What happens down low? I think that could be the wild card in this game. What are you seeing in this Villanova team?
Well, definitely the Spellman matchup is something to look for in terms of like a chess match between Wright and Bill Self. You know, that's one place to look. I mean, Spellman is a big man. He's listed as 6'9". I think that's a generous 6'9". But he shot 139 threes this year. That's 17 fewer than LeGerald Vick. So he's a chucker. He's a three-point shooter.
Pretty good percentage too, right?
Plays the five. Exactly. So it's a much different matchup than Marvin Bagley, if people were going to say, oh, we'll just do the same thing we did with Bagley. No, it's a completely different game plan, completely different approach. So, you know, you'll see Doak have to come out. But really, you did mention you have Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges. Like, those two guys are two of the best players in the country. If those two players are playing well, you know, that's going to go a long way towards Villanova getting the win. So you're going to have to see Devontae have an incredible defensive game, and we've seen him do that. Remember 2 years ago, one of the best defensive games we've ever seen was him against Buddy Hield. So maybe we can see something like that. And then obviously on Mikal Bridges, I'm not sure who's gonna guard him. Maybe it's Malik Newman. You know, Malik Newman had a great game against Grayson Allen last weekend, and if we can get the same effort from him, you know, that would go a long way towards shutting down Mikal Bridges. They may throw some things out there, and some folks have been speculating maybe some sort of junk defense thrown in there just to mess around with him, but not sure. So I think there will be some maneuvering, some push and pull, and some chess match going on, but I can't really predict exactly the way it's going to go because it's probably going to change.
Yeah, I think you're right that with the chess match, I think we saw in the Texas Tech game, Villanova played three different defenses in that game just to continue to challenge Texas Tech. And then obviously the West Virginia Villanova game was a totally different game, as it always is against West Virginia. And they didn't play well in that game, but they just kept stuck with it. And then that second half just completely figured it out, stopped turning the ball over, and kind of made West Virginia look pretty average. And man, they are a really good team. I think Brian nailed it when he said that Duke might be the most talented team, but this might be the best team. And they look, what's crazy, Andrew, you look up and down their roster, they kind of look like us a little bit. Like they have really good guard play, and they've been solid all year. The matchup doesn't seem that crazy between the two teams. It just doesn't seem to be that different. I think the offensive strengths generally are the same. Extremely good 3-point shooting teams. Obviously guard play is the biggest part of it. The one thing that's different, I think, is Doak, and that's that will be the difference, hopefully, in the game. But I think the real key comes down to, and this is just it's silly, but it's true, I think, whoever's making their 3-pointers. I mean, whoever fills the basket up is going to win this game, and hopefully it's us.
Sometimes it's tough to shoot in the Final Four, whether it's in a dome or whatever, it's just nerves or, the other team's coming out ready for it. Sometimes it's tough. So maybe look for, around the basket to be where the game can be won in the paint and, driving or getting it to a big man like Doak. That could be an area where, both teams have to rely on that. So Doak could be a huge factor in this game. I think that he's the difference here, and I'm predicting a KU win, and we're coming back and talking about a national championship game this weekend. Kevin, what is your prediction?
Oh man. You know what? Like, I don't think I can pick against Bill Self and this lineup in this type of game. Again, we are 4-1 in games when we are the true underdog. And Andrew, we are a 5-point underdog in this game, 5 points, which feels like a lot, right? 5-point underdog. I was looking at some of the other odds. Villanova right now, if you go bet them, they are a 1-to-1 favorite to win the entire thing. You can get even money on Villanova right now to win the national title. Kansas, 13-4. So better than 3-1 to win the national title. They are not giving and by the way, that's Michigan is 5-2. So Michigan's actually got a better chance than Kansas to win the NCAA championship. Which doesn't, I mean, when you look at it, they have obviously an easier path with their first game. But still, I mean, gosh, that's pretty wild. Do you want to know what the odds are of Kansas beating Loyola Chicago in the finals?
Ooh, what's that?
9-1. And then Loyola beating Villanova is the longest shot, 22-1. So
okay, that's not as high as I thought. I mean, that's not as high as I thought.
So we'll see what happens here. I think I got to pick Kansas. For some reason, this is starting to feel a little bit like that Duke game, leading up to it, where we were not the favorite. It's the toughest matchup we've played in all year. We've had these games several times now, and we've won them. I'm actually feeling pretty good.
Well, Devontae's going to get his swagger back after listening to this podcast. Doak's going to play out of his mind, and that's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to take to win this game. Okay, Kevin, I think we've got everybody previewed.
This is it.
There's only one thing left to do.
This is it. It's hay bale time.
All right, we'll give a brief explanation of this. Early on in the season, Bill Self made his rounds, on different circuits where people got to ask him questions. And most of the time, those questions are awful. So we just decided to chip in and help Bill Self out with questions that he can anticipate. And so he's going to have to go on the talk show circuit, you know, at least, you know, hit some radio spots, hit some interview spots, and have him be prepared to answer some dumb questions. So here's a couple dumb questions in a segment we like to call Hey Beal.
Hey Beal. All right. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to?
I'll go.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hey Beal, I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but who's your favorite? Is it Udoka? Is it? Blink twice if it's the Doker. Is it Sviatoslav? I bet it's Sviatoslav. You love Sviatoslav. Is it? Will you tell me?
Hey Beal. Hey Beal, I know you in the Final Four and all, but you think you could make time to talk to my Rotary Club this week's breakfast and coffee talk? See, I'm tasked with finding a speaker, and no, Obama won't answer. Trisha Yearwood's still on tour, and I still got that straining order from Jim Nance. Hello, friends, my rear end, I say to Jim.
That's pretty good. I know you're busting out all the stops for the Nova game, but here's a thought for you. Have you ever thought about busting out the Bob Huggins jacket for this game? Maybe just as an emergency wardrobe change if you need it in the second half. I can get it cleaned and pressed for you if you need to.
Hey, Beal, I know you got to play Villanova, and I got a quick scout for you. See, key to me is keeping that Devin Tenzer fella from going off. Seems to me we match up with the others just fine, but I always fear that goofy white fella. Plus, he's from Delaware. Delaware. Beal, you know who else is from Delaware? Jim Nance. You got to be careful, Beal.
Good observation. I mean, if we want to go into conspiracy theory-ville here, we've got a Jim Nance, DiVincenzo, Delaware connection.
The funny part is, good. I don't even think he's from Delaware. I just made that up.
Oh, okay. that's all I've got. I only have two.
Me too. All right, there you go.
Okay, that's all we need. Okay, there you go. That was Hey Beal, hashtag H-E-Y-B-E-E-L, if you want to contribute your own. I don't know why you would. Hey Beal. Hey Beal.
Actually, be honest, I get like two or three of those a week. Like someone just tweets that to me, Hey Beal. Really? Yeah.
Hey Beal. Hey Beal. Okay.
So there you go.
It's big weekend. It's big weekend, Kevin.
Yeah, so do us a favor. This is one of those big weeks for us. Maybe one of the biggest weeks we've had on the podcast. We were last check. We were number two in college, podcasts and ahead of, the CBS Ion College basketball podcast. So that's pretty cool. But Michigan's got a podcast that's ahead of us. So we don't like that at all. So if you could go out, you just got to do one quick thing. Just leave us a comment and rating on iTunes or the podcast app. It takes like 2 seconds. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done it already. That helps us move up that list. Be pretty cool if we ended up to number one. That's all we ask. You don't have to buy anything from us. You don't have to do anything except maybe that Etsy baby clothes thing we were talking about earlier. We might have to push that.
We got to get into the Etsy baby clothes thing game. We can make some dozens of dollars off that. Also, regarding the playlist yesterday, support those artists who are on there. I know they've got some things on iTunes for you to buy. You can buy those songs on iTunes. We put a bunch of links in the show notes. So support those guys. Some of those guys are just like, you know, guys who are not necessarily struggling, but up and coming rappers or up and coming artists, if you will, who definitely would need some support or would appreciate some support from the KU fan base who do love their stuff. And check out their other stuff too.
Right on. Well, hey, Andrew, this is it. We are just days away from a Final Four matchup and hopefully a party on Mass Street. We will see you there, hopefully. And you could obviously reach us at Jayhawk Talk and at Sherlock Hoops. Our next podcast, Andrew, will likely be after, hopefully after Monday. There's a chance we do one this weekend, but probably not. So this might be it until hopefully a celebration podcast after Monday. Until then, we will catch you next time on the Jayhawk Talk podcast and Rock Chalk. This for my J-Hope fans, for my J-Hopes. This for my J-Hope fans, for my J-Hopes.
hawk. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we hawks, baby. I tried to tell him every time we on the court. I tried to tell him that we never coming up short. I tried to tell him that we came here to get the win. I tried to tell him that they should never let us in. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real. Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Uh-huh, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the fans.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
baby. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering, all them tournaments appearing, with no team that's interfering, nine times get to cheering, with them banners held high, and the crowd going wild, night before the Final Four, you can't even sleep now, yeah, we at the peak now, we can't even leap down, March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
It's for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks.